Because you understand,
Lord, told me
that you ain't going to want to go through. Hello? Because God is going to answer their prayers. I had to learn that. And Bishop had to learn that. We went through something, but he came in, praise God, amen, and he came in loving, amen, Pastor Martin and Elder Martin, loving them with his whole heart. And I tell you, we just got to know that they've been a blessing and an inspiration to us, amen. So that's where that song, I'm going to tell God what I need, from Elder Martin. That's where that comes from. And then I'll keep the love of God. He's like, all the time, praise God, amen. That's where it came from. Elder Martin used to sing that song. Tell God what I need, amen. Praise God, amen. So we truly were blessed, amen, in that ministry, amen. So we thank God, amen, for all of you, praise God, that are here. We're going to get out of the way and take up our outreach offering. This is the basket where we be a blessing to those that are in need, amen. I want to thank God. I don't like to tell who gets the offering, but the person that received it on last week was so grateful. Amen. In a time of need. So God bless you for your giving, okay?
Actually, I do.
Baptism is this Sunday, August the 24th. Also, a youth rally at AFEC Church in Pompano at 4 p.m. today. Pastor Patricia Delva, food supplies will be given out. Our women's conference will be September the 15th through the 21st, and the workshop is $20 per person. NACCF Unity Conference at Eagles Life, September the 24th, 25th, and 26th. No action needed. Pastors asking everyone to be. Spirit will be selling sausages, hot dogs, and soda tonight. The second Saturday of each month will be a car wash here at the church, and we will be selling ice cream, hot dogs, sausage sandwiches, whatever. And please see Sister Melissa to donate food. And for the car wash utensils, please see Brother Darren. This will conclude my announcement. Oh, no, I have one more announcement. On September the 6th, there will be a breakfast here given by the Pastor Aid Committee from Bishop Adam Thompson. And all eaters are asked to attend. It's free. So come out and have breakfast with your apostle and your bishop on September the 6th. Now, for this will conclude my announcement. I'm going to turn it over to we have a Fifth Sunday Union this month here at the church, and we are in charge, so we all get together and do what we have to do, and donations are accepted. Food, we're going to need lots of food because I think it's three churches now.
Yeah, and
Samaria. And female Samaria for your donations and your food, whatever you'd like to bring. We want to get that done ASAP, so we won't be last minute Sunday to come together to the meeting. I'm going to turn this over now to Bill Stan.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Brittany Eagles, I want to take this time to thank you all for your help and your assistance in making our pastor or teacher able service as good as it was, and for your contribution in the banquet. However, we became very far short of our goals, financially for our pastor. I am embarrassed to say how much, but you can believe it was nothing close to persistence. Our pastors are supposed to receive the offering on the first Sunday of every month, but they never do. They always leave the offering with the church because the church needs it. Our pastor has retired, and here is where we need to step in to supply their needs, like the Bible says. If we love them, let us show them that when they are in need, let us step up. Amen. Some people still have not paid their 100 of African given to words of appreciation. We still need to do this. Let's do our part and support our leaders and build up the church. Because if we ask every adult for $100 for our pastor today, you'll be surprised at what they got. The church is still not to pay.
Amen.
Let's pay the $100.
Amen.
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 Are y'all done? Everybody quiet? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We bless God. Let us govern ourselves according to the announcements. Don't forget, everybody needs to be baptized. Let's give Deaconess Williams your information. And baptism will be at the church on next Sunday. Let's go nowhere. It's right here. So bring your changing clothes, whatever. Your coverall. We got to get some more baptism. Well, they disappeared and are moving. So we're working toward that. We're just praying. Try to work white t-shirt, white pants, shorts, or whatever it is that you're going to wear, ladies. And sheets. If people can donate to us white sheets and towels, we would love that. If we can get some more donations from the church. And we want to start our baptism supply over again, okay?
Amen.
And we promise to have a high time in the Lord on next week. So let us be ready, amen, for all of the people, the ones that are not here, the speaking as Yolanda, I'm sure she has their names of those that need to be baptized, all right? And yeah, don't forget, Governance of the Corner, Dr. Sunday Union Service. Holiness and Thomas will be in charge, but we are a host church. So we will be here throughout that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Close out here, okay? Amen, amen. So govern yourselves according to the announcement. Continue to pray for our own minister, King, and for our own church mother, Mary, how God is really strengthening them. They will be back amongst us very soon. Amen?
Yes.
And so we bless God. Bishop is going to get ready to break the bread right before he comes. Our little tribute is going to bless us, amen, with a praise worship. Praise God, amen. Everybody is coming up this morning. Thank God for Shadira working with them. But you'll be able to see when Bishop is ready. Praise God. After the tribute, hopefully the next voice you hear will be that of our own Bishop. If not, I'll be back. Thank God. Amen. For seeing Nikita. Amen. And our baby, he has grown so much. How old is he now? 6 months? Wow. Time is long back. Amen. Back in the house today. God bless you.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for praise God. Amen. As long as God will be making sure you praise God. I remember when we were in a little small field.
Yeah.
Man, we had some. I'm talking about we had church. We didn't have any church. Nobody didn't get comments allowed to be cute. There, I think the women didn't worry about how their hair was going to fall out and how they were going to fall out and the clothes were going to fall out. They didn't worry about that. Glory to God. Amen. They didn't worry all about their business. Amen. And them sisters got to send them with them cute to wrap around them. Amen. Because they're going to be jumping real high. Glory to God. Amen. Praise to God. Give them God's glory. Amen. That's what it's all about. Praise it and give them God's glory. But I thank God for the little church, amen. I wondered about the little church. When I pray, I mean, why not go in there and beat me? Big drum. They had a big drum.
Thank you.
chapter, Paul is the Roman people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, ain't you glad that's wearing a robot? Because see, if you was a robot, then they would lock you up at night and cut the switch off. You would be doing nothing till tomorrow, but look at God. God gave you your own free will. You can do it the way you want to do it. You can serve me, or you can serve the devil. Hey, I know you don't need God. I know I ain't serving either one of them. Nah, that's just true, but you out here. You're with one of them.
That's right.
If you ain't serving God, the devil is in control. Glory to God. We ought not to be like that, but then we allowed it to be that way because of the circumstances of life. But the circumstances of life cause you sometimes to bend a little bit because of this that happened, that happened, and I don't know why they treat me like this. I don't know why they act like this towards me. I be good to everybody. Are you sure? Are you sure you be good to everybody? I love everybody. Like that's what people always say. Are you sure you love everybody? But we got to understand that we are human. But then God set it up in a way that we ought to go. Now, you take this man Paul. Paul had a desire for Israel that they might be saved. These people that messed up so bad. So Paul made up in his mind that he's going to go to Rome, and God told him not to go to Rome, because if he go to Rome, that's what happened to him that he ain't going to die. Paul went over there in a house. And he went to Rome, and he put him in jail. Locked him up. Because they knew what he was coming to do. I can know the time you want to do the will of God, somebody want to do you wrong. It's like everything ought to be. Well, it's good. If you walk in and try to do what the will of God, it's like everything ought to go all right. But then when they saw Paul coming, they said, here he comes. Put him in jail because he won't change everybody. But Paul didn't stop doing the work of God. He kept on going with it, But they had a desire for Israel. But he said that they had a zeal of God. You know, a lot of people got a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't get the knowledge out of things, you're going to go back. Number one, you will mess it up. Or you might have knowledge about it.
Yeah.
If you don't have no knowledge about a thing, then you don't know what to do. Now you're going to go by your feeling. Yeah. What if you be feeling bad one day, or you're somebody that made you do bad? Or what if somebody done cut you out? Or you remember somebody stole your wallet and stole all your money and ripped you off. You just hope about they won't play the stage. You wake up your house empty. Well, see, that's why we have to observe a thing. We just can't just jump on the bandwagon and jump across the wagon and say, I'm going north. You going north too? You can't do it like that. You got to find out why is it that everybody's going north? But you know, a lot of people do it this way, because there's 100 people going to be going to hell, I'm going to go to. Well, you know, all of them people can't be wrong, yes they can. Because the Bible tells that the road is narrow to God, and the road is wide, destructive. Everybody want to be, everybody on that broad road. Everybody on a big road, because everything is just like everything is just. I'm narrow road now. There's nothing over there. Look at a little few handful of people. That might be all that's going to heaven.
My God, help us out.
You know, Jehovah's Witness comes and knocks on my door one day. I said, what? They say, wouldn't it be more like you be talking to somebody that needs to be saved? Mother, I'm already saved, man. I'm not so scared. Yeah, but God said that ain't 44,000 going to heaven. I thought like that. Well, how you don't find out where they got the 44,000? You just walk in the same. Just ain't no 44,000 going. We dropped the hood and love. I know you probably went back and went and talked to somebody about that. I said, now, there's no 44,000 going to heaven, and all this time, you just decided, God is powerful. If God is, you ain't got 44,000 by now. Then when they got some help, they come back with another car load. And when they got, don't get out, get in the car. Take it in the car. So now I got to talk to him some more. So then listen to God's word. I ain't going to talk about it no more. Because see, they come to try to convert me, for me, to stop living the way I'm living, the gospel, and come and follow them and deal with them. Now, they want to change me, but I can change them now. They don't want somebody right. You know what? Glory to God. But we have to have some knowledge about this thing. Go ahead.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God.
See now, you said that they have a
but not according to knowledge.
Not according to knowledge. You know what? I'm going to tell you all something. This is what I say. I went to church all of my life, but you know, I have no other choice now. I'm getting along. Not every Sunday. Not one Sunday. I tried not to do one Sunday. I was like out here and just fell asleep. I thought I was dreaming. I was moving. I thought it was in my mind. I thought I was dreaming. But then I opened my eyes and I wasn't dreaming. Somebody had me in their hands. I looked down and I said, oh, it's a dead night. I told you. I fell. And it was a bunk bed. I couldn't run. So I was hearing the bunk and I thought I was supposed to fall. So, but I went all over here, but I never had got the word down on the inside. And I actually thought that I knew better. You got people that been going to church for years. They think they know God. I come to tell you, you ain't gonna know God if you get the word of God down on the inside. You can believe God's word all you want, but if you don't never get that word down on the inside, you ain't got yourself nothing. Because you ain't gonna be able to come to the book every time something happens. You need to know the word of God. We know everything else. We know what's not the truth. That lie and tell us. People are going to watch in the corner. And you know old John, he ain't never been no good. You know him, but yeah, we ain't been on that stuff like that, though. Oh, I know you're the mean to do it. You all right. Are you coming back to the same thing again the next time? But now, if you got some knowledge about that thing, you won't get involved. You check a thing out before you can start jumping right on it. When you buy a car, you read the manual. You try to call up and then take a back to master, when you read the manual. What manual? Look for the manual that was in the business in God's department. No.
Wow.
Oh, you're just talking and talking. No, you better inform yourself on bad, but we have to, we got to always get some knowledge about a thing. Check it out first.
Right.
Even when you meet somebody, your companion, out of one you say you love, old cutie pie. Oh, handsome Joe. You check them out first before you just say, come on, go with me. Before you tell us anything else about the world right now, before you tell us about the world right now, baby, you're going to have a man now. You got to get some knowledge about this thing. Find out what is it. What's going on? Get the word down on the inside. It took me a while now. It took me a while. I'm going to tell you, when you first start off with the word, it sounds like all over the land, the same thing. Well, because you know, I'm telling my wife, I did saying the same thing over and over in every chapter. You said, no, if it's not an issue, you got to get some understanding by the first. So I kept going, come to find out, God started opening this thing up to me, started giving me wisdom, started giving me understanding about this thing. And I found out that this thing is dangerous. It's better than a 357 Magnum. I'm telling you, no, a 357 Magnum will blow your head off. A 45 will too. You know what a shotgun is doing for you. It's better than all of that. But we need to know what it is that God said that we need to have down on the inside. Because see, the word will change you and will make a difference out of you. I don't care how bad things get to all around you. You'll be able to hold on. You'll be able to endure because the scripture says weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. He said, many afflictions of the righteous. But God said, I will deliver you out of them all. Because we gotta know the word's gonna come to you. It's gonna tell you. You gotta have some knowledge about this thing. You see what they gonna do. We gotta get into this thing. Like we got into it when we was in the world. We tried everything that wasn't held out when we was in the world. And someone's still trying. They're doing the same thing. And no one put it in the future, but we still got our head open in there. But after a while, everybody gonna know who we are, but we're telling them all. But now when we get the knowledge about this thing, get the word of God down on the inside so you can find out how God operates. We serve a God that don't play. I'm telling you, we serve a God who can thank God for Jesus. Because if I heard out there for Jesus, we would have been through. We'd have been wiped away right now all the way we've been gone. But because of what Jesus went through. And y'all used to say all the time because what Jesus went through, you think God let his son go through all of that for us? Because that's been the kind of way we're just going to listen to heaven. We're going to probably say, it ain't going to happen.
My God.
It ain't going to happen. If Jesus did it, you're going to do it too.
Okay.
Glory to God. Amen. But we got to have some knowledge about this thing, don't we?
They being ignorant of God's righteousness.
Now they're being ignorant now of what they're doing.
And going about to establish their own righteousness.
They're going about to establish their own. Now, wait a minute now. These are people. I've seen God do miracles in the time of Jesus. These are the people that God called out of Egypt. He performed all kinds of miracles. He fed them down from heaven. They saw water come out of a rock. The new God has power in his hand, but then now, here it is now. Somebody talking about they establishing their own righteousness. Establishing what?
Doing their own thing.
And all you can do now is make a mess for your own self. Make your own, like they used to say, like old people used to say, well, now, well, you know, we're all right, you know what, no, I'm going to be talking about the old people. But glory to God, I know that it didn't happen to you.
But Christ is the end of the law.
Christ is the end of the law. Look at that. Christ, Jesus, is the end of the law.
For righteousness to everyone that believeth.
Righteousness to everyone that believeth. And that's
going. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law.
Now, go ahead, go ahead. Watch
that
again.
The man which doeth those things shall live by them.
Now, a man that doeth the law, he has to live by them. You better keep the law. Because, see, But the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks. Yeah. Everybody needs to know that thing. But thank the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Now, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Mm-hmm. I think once we get salvation in our lives, now, you know, a lot of people say that, but you know, they haven't gotten that for yet. They're saved. I ain't saying they're not saved. But they haven't gotten that for yet to where salvation. Salvation, you got to get salvation first. And once you begin the salvation first, then not, you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost, but you don't use that got salvation yet. But that's why they carry on like they do. They say, but they haven't got salvation yet. Once you get salvation, now you can use it yourself, and the Holy Spirit will come over you like never before. And I'm telling you, that's really something. I mean, once you know, and now you know, nobody's going to have to give you whether you got it or not. You'll know it.
Verse 11. The scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You know, a lot of people, you know, when they, a lot of people don't say nothing about God. You know, once they leave the church, I just don't know about Jesus. They're just bowing no more. They're praying no more. And then when they get on the job, they will come to fire. They're running up there like they want them. When I used to love when I used to love when I used to work early in the morning, get early in the morning, they would always have a question for me. What do you think about that? One man, don't say nothing to that man. Man, leave that man alone. Man, get that man complete. Don't say nothing to him, because if he do, he's gonna go to talk about Jesus. I was talking to one man, but I didn't realize all these people were standing around. I don't know, I got that question. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm not telling everybody on my street, but I ain't got to worry about them on my street because they ain't going to talk the way from a distance. And they sit in their house and look out the window, all kind of stuff they do. But it's all right. It's okay. But still, I'm still going to tell them, it wouldn't be fair for me to live next to you and don't tell you about Jesus. Not tell them in the store, so I don't have no contact from them in the store at all. I'm over there all the time, so this y'all is just waving your hand. Don't open your mouth and say hello or nothing. Except they talk to the baby. They talk to the baby. They don't say nothing to me, nothing. So I'm going to be talking about Jesus. I want you to have what I got. Glory to God. Amen. I'm here to be a witness to tell you that God can. You know, when one lady will finish the test, she's having a hard time after what you said. She goes, nothing. Never mind. That's okay. God won't tell you he's going to get in the church. Go ahead.
Verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
There is no difference. Ain't you glad that God has not a respectable person? Ain't you glad God don't have a
certain
person?
Amen.
The word of God says, I was learning about it against my pastor and my apostles and my teachers. All the rest of y'all, God, just hang in there and just stay there for a little while. Yeah, we're going to pray with God like this.
Amen.
Glory to God. He loves the Father, don't you?
For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
The same Lord over all that call upon him. But they won't make it so bad. The Bible says that God steps in us. When you call upon him, he hears you before you even call him. He hears you.
Amen.
You're going to be that way sick, going.
Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Whosoever. A lot of people say, Lord, have mercy on me. They don't know what they're saying.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Call on the Lord's name. They don't know they call on the Lord. Shall be saved. Now, we got to do this, God, that means this to be. Now, God, you got to call. You got to do it this way. You're going to get the one you're going to be saved. But it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God just made a way out of nowhere. It's impossible for you to be lost. The only way you can be lost is you can want to be lost. But that's all right. All of a sudden, one thing you know, God made a plan for both of us. Made a plan for those that want to go to heaven and those that don't want to go, he made a plan for them too. So you won't be telling God, well, you didn't make no plan for us. Go ahead.
Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How could they hear? Without a preacher. You know, people take that as life. We take that real life. The scripture says, how could you hear without a preacher? Some people say, well, you know, I'm smart. I made all A's when I was going to school. But the scripture says, how could you hear without a preacher?
My Lord.
There's going to be some things that God will tell the preacher. You ain't going to never be able to hear from God. Except you talk to the preacher. But you can't get y'all to talk to the preacher because you feel like the preacher is going to discover something about you. So you might pick up something on me. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't going to talk to them. I'm calling my friends. And they're going to get to look out for you. You know what I just got? I just go back over that one more. You know what? I ain't going to go back over that. Then they go out there and let the devil beat them down and beat them to death. Hook them to death. But the hackers were here about a preacher. So now you are here. And see, the good part about this thing, I say it all the time, the good part about it, the preacher is talking. But now all you got to do is do it. And then if it don't work, you can go and tell God, and you know what they say, your preacher, he told me. That's just what I ought to do. Right going at the preacher. But guess what? God don't have money to do it, but he's just doing
it. Amen.
But you can't even get to hear the preacher. No one to hear what it says on the preacher here.
And
the word is free. Amen. My God. Glory to God. And this is going to keep y'all from breaking my head. All of the dollars, and they'll be coming in the mail, all that kind of stuff. I'll take them out there and keep you in my car.
They're going to rock at you,
bitch. Hallelujah. Amen. Would be nothing that I want to do before I can come like that. If I had that kind of finance coming in, y'all would not be left out to worry about things.
That's right. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, how can you hear? The Bible preaches. And what else it says?
Without a preacher.
Hello? And how shall they preach? Except there be a preacher.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
How can they preach except they be sent? You got a lot of preachers out there now. We got a lot of preachers out there, but all of them they
said. Amen.
All of them have not been sent. And if they have not been sent of God, then what they say, boy, let them be your
head.
So we have to be right to tell about who we sit in front of. And I ain't saying that I'm the only preacher in the world, but glory to God, amen. I was sent. I am here on my own will, God. I just said, I forgot nothing that went on like that during that time when she was playing and they were trying to get me to get saved. Every time then she threw that in, and I said, good God, that happened 35 years ago. She
said,
talking about, I remember
when. Amen. Amen.
And this is one thing, isn't it? And I said, oh, but you know, when you ain't saved, and who you don't know, that's your reaction.
My God.
All you're going to do now is try to defend yourself. But if they hire, tell them, just let it preach.
They be sent. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Now here, with the preacher, because God has stored so much in the preacher's heart. And what a lot of people just don't understand the thing that God has given unto the man and the woman of God.
Hallelujah, God.
But I'm going to tell you sometimes that you can just take a little time out of your busy schedule and you can come and sit down with the pastor or the bishop and just begin to talk over some things. You'll be surprised what the change are come and the things are happening in your life.
Yes, sir.
But we know not so much pride. And we don't self-centered. See, we don't want nobody to know what's going on in your life tonight, because everybody's going to see you, and everything that's going on is going to come to the light. So I want to tell you today that God, the Lord, has put somebody out on you. So all you have to talk to him, for the life to make a change. That's why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of them that the preacher preached their tidings unto them. So all you have to do is take a little time, just a little bit of time.
Just a little time.
Not a whole lot of time. Not a whole lot of time. Just a little bit of time. Just a little bit of time.
Stop beating up yourself.